Today on Seculo, Trump has been indicted, and the New York DA chooses political prosecution and ignores violent criminals.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, welcome to Seculo. As you now know, President Trump has been indicted. And what we are all waiting for is to see what the indictment contains. We will not know that until Tuesday. Now, we have specifics to announce. Breaking news there. President Trump, the court has announced, so this is not just leaking. The court has announced that President Trump will be arraigned at 2:15 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday in New York in Manhattan. There's also reports that he will not be handcuffed. Now, that report is not as clear as the one that is definitely at 2:15 p.m. Eastern Time. There's also been reports about how many counts there are within this indictment. We've heard reports of up to 34 counts, some saying 20 counts. What we want to dispel for you throughout this show is that doesn't necessarily mean 34 separate criminal charges. It could actually mean all basically the same charge, different ways that it could be filed. And remember, this is a bizarre case because they're using a state misdemeanor and then trying to connect it to a federal a crime and make it a state crime. You keep hearing this theory of bootstrapping. So we'll explain that. My dad is joining us now. Dad, you actually argued at the Supreme Court about how dangerous this is to have 2,300 local prosecutors like Alvin Bragg go after the president of the United States in court criminally. And now he's not just the former president, he is the leading candidate for the Republican nomination.
So this is what's interesting. You know, that was exactly the argument I made at the Supreme Court. You were with me, Jordan, on behalf of President Trump 3 years ago, that 2,300 elected DAs to be weaponized by politics, which is exactly what's happened here, is what the danger is. And this is exactly what happened. Now, when you're the president, you're sitting president, it's even more so. But here, the politics of this are just so obvious. The former assistant DAs that were brought in to bring the charges initially against the former president quit because Alvin Bragg said he's not bringing that case. That case wasn't going to go forward. And I read Mark Pomerantz's book, and I litigated with Carrie Dunn at the Supreme Court. And the fact of the matter is, when you look at it, what was taking place, what we argued, is exactly what's happened now, weaponization of elected district attorneys to go after a former president who now happens to be the Republican candidate, one of the Republican candidates for the nomination. So this is politics pure and simple, and takes the Constitution and turns it upside down.
It turns us into a banana republic. The law and order and the idea that, again, Hillary Clinton pays a fine for the Steele dossier, Donald Trump gets arraigned in court. I mean, that right there. I mean, that was the normal practice. If there was a filing issue on your political campaign that you didn't file a document the right way or an expense wasn't characterized the right way, at worst, your campaign would have to pay a fine. That was how that's why the federal government decided in this case that wasn't even at issue here. They didn't think this went to that level, the level that Hillary Clinton went to and had to pay a fine. So the federal government passed on prosecuting this. Alvin Bragg has been all over the place, running to say he would, then deciding he was not going to and had staff quit, and then coming back and actually indicting.
Yeah, I was a good friend of ours, and some of you know Jordan, who was former deputy chief counsel of DEA. We were talking about it just moments ago, and that's exactly right. These are cases that we would have never brought these cases. No way. Would not have happened. And yet that now becomes the basis upon which these prosecutions are going forward.
I love your thoughts. Give us a call right now, 1-800-684-3110. I'm sure a lot of you have a lot to say, and this is your time because phone lines were just opened up. 1-800-684-3110. We are at the last day of our matching challenge here at the ACLJ. And you're hearing about the work that we're doing. You need to support the ACLJ today. Go to aclj.org. All donations are doubled. Last day of the match, most important day of the month to hit our budget. So we'd appreciate that. Go to aclj.org, not just to donate, but to check out the great content.
We argued this case on behalf, representing President Trump at the U.S. Supreme Court about the danger of doing what Alvin Bragg just did. Support our work. Double the impact of your donation. Donate today, aclj.org. right, welcome back to Seculo. Get your bananas ready, because we live in a banana republic as of right now.
Yeah, I wanted them to start the show and do the title on Rumble and everything to just be banana emojis. But
I got a whole bunch of them.
Said it doesn't work. I know. You're like Donkey Kong.
I feel like I'm going to start throwing them like
like your Mario Kart? You're just going to let people spin
around?
Mark
can be like Hannity and throw them like the football. But I throw bananas.
That could hurt, though. I feel like those... I have a couple Hannity footballs.
Yeah.
They're squishy. That, I don't want to get in the head with
it. The good thing with this, you can also eat it and it provides you a good protein.
Yeah. I mean, bananas are delicious things.
But it's really not funny because... we've talked about this in other countries. We do a lot of work around the world. Political prosecutions are usually the sign of a failed country, of a country you don't want to be a part of, either a communist dictatorship or an authoritarian state or just an outright failed state. I mean, Dad, I want to go right back to you because that is what we have warned, and our founders warned the country. And it seemed like for over 250 years we realized that we don't cross this line because we don't use the legal system to prosecute our presidents and political leaders, especially on questionable charges that may not even hold up in court.
Well, look what we have right now. We've got in addition to this local district attorney causing all this trouble, which he is, we've got a special counsel investigating the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, a special counsel investigating the current president of the United States, and the FBI conducting investigations, or at least looking at Mike Pence's record keeping as well. I mean, this is absurd, the former vice president. So what do we look like as Venezuela here? I mean, that's the problem. What you and Logan were just saying is the problem. In that it's a horrible sign of weakness to our enemies. I mean, horrible. And our allies have no concept of what we are willing to do or not willing to do. And that's the problem with all of this. But I think you got to go back to the beginning. Of course, we don't know exactly what's in this. They say there could be upwards of 37 counts. That could be, by the way, for every business entry, every payment that was made. But the truth of the matter is, at best this would be, and I don't think it would be, a misdemeanor that they're converting into a felony, supposedly. We haven't seen it yet, because it involved federal election law, except the FEC and the Department of Justice already passed on it.
We know that President Trump will be arraigned. This is the first president in history, and former president, first ever, that will be arraigned in history. So they're saying it's going to happen on Tuesday at 2:15 p.m. Eastern Time. The court announced that. We don't know exactly what it will look like. There's a report that there won't be handcuffs. Honestly, Dad, if I was Donald Trump, I'd make him handcuff me.
He probably wants to. I mean, it's the truth of the matter. Just for the visual of that, I'm sure they will not. I'm sure the Secret Service is not going to allow this. Look, an arraignment usually takes 20 minutes. And, it's very quick. You go in. They say, here are the charges against you. How do you plead? The defendant says not guilty, and that's it. And then you're released on your own recognizance. I don't think this case ever makes it into a courtroom. I think eventually this is dismissed by a judge somewhere along the way as not valid. I just don't see it. And, I mean, Alan Dershowitz was on last night discussing this on a lot of networks and saying the same thing. And you know, we've all practiced a lot of criminal law over the years. I just don't see it.
I understand. Well, some may understand, but I want to make it clear for people because you brought it up, is that this will start a motions process on various different motions. One will be venue, because New York and the idea that people in Manhattan you could find a jury that doesn't have an opinion on Donald Trump is – first of all, I don't know how you could find that jury anywhere in the country, but certainly not in the city where he based his massive business, and you see Trump buildings all over the place, and of course the political charge nature of it. But then second, there will be motions to dismiss this, and I think any fair judge, Dad, will have to really consider whether or not this is a trumped up, to use the word, charge. It's a made up case.
Once the arraignment takes place on Tuesday at 2:15, the motion practice starts at that point. Once charges are brought, motions to dismiss, motions for change of venue. We were just talking about this literally 20 minutes ago. I don't know what venue would be fair for the former president, but certainly Manhattan's not. But do you talk about politics? This is, I don't care what your political position is. This is pathetic in the United States of America that this is the basis upon which they're going after Donald Trump on this.
Well, and why wouldn't Republican DAs start filing lawsuits, filing criminal charges against Biden? I mean, this could unleash this an issue, and that's why you're pointing out on both sides, where that becomes the norm, that you politically prosecute former presidents or current presidents, and you don't have to use the federal government. You just use one of 2,300 elected district attorneys across the country. And that creates, Logan, I mean, just imagine the avalanche there. We can go to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. A lot of calls in.
Yeah, I think we should, because a lot of people have a lot to say. Yeah, how quickly does Donald Trump's mugshot become a t-shirt? I think pretty quickly.
I'll buy that t-shirt.
I mean, I think a lot of people will. That will be available at every Trump event and every flea market. I think for it's like the Elvis mugshot.
I think it's yourself like $100 donation.
Yeah, exactly. You'll have that. I'm premium. Sure it will happen immediately. Let's go ahead and go.
The best thing in that is just smile. Do the Tom DeLay. That's what I always say. Huh? Smile. It just looks like a picture for your passport.
Yeah, that's true. It's actually probably easier to get than your passport. Just the process is horrible. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Getting a raid?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. You have to pay you have to pay those companies to get you a passport.
People have to call in sick at work to get their passports now. Let's go to Tim in California on line one. Tim, welcome.
Thank you for taking my call. This is political prosecution at its worst. This kind of thing happens in North Korea, Iran, China, and Vietnam. This is a disgrace.
No, I mean, I would add it places like Russia, Ukraine, and a lot of African countries.
That's immediately what I think of is what you hear coming out of Africa, is how it feels, where there's just,
we do a lot of work there, and the politics there, they use the legal system, and they'll put on their robes, Dad, and they'll put on their wigs.
Volatile and violent.
But they use the legal system is just a tool of the political process.
Oh, it's the weapon, it's lawfare. It's the weaponization of the legal process to silence your political opponents, which, like you said, they're very good at that in Russia and in China and North Korea and in Africa, but you shouldn't be doing it in the United States of America, that's for sure.
All right, let's go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. If you got questions about what this is, again, going to be like, we know 2:15 p.m. Eastern Time Tuesday. We know the security situation in New York is also on edge.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten into that. But will there be I don't know how many protests will actually be, but they're certainly preparing for it.
There will certainly be a media circus. It will certainly be chaos.
And regardless, we got to show up.
Yeah, I mean, they show up everywhere, so I wouldn't be surprised. Let's go ahead. Let's take one more call before at least we get to break. But all of you are holding, stay on hold and give us a call still, 1-800-684-3110. Greg has an interesting statement that I think we've talked about with the impeachment situation as well. Greg, you're on the air.
Thank you guys for taking my call. I'm completely blown away that where we're going as a country. But my comment is this opens the door for every sitting, past, and even future candidate to be run through the ringer this way. And I don't know that they realize that. What are your thoughts?
No, I think this is, Dad, I mean, this is what you argued at the Supreme Court, is that you have 2,300 politically elected district attorneys. So some are Republicans and some are Democrats around the country who have now gotten a signal from Alvin Bragg in New York. Well, if he can do it, I can do it too. And by the way, I can do it to the Democrats if I'm a Republican DA. And in fact, there might be a lot of pressure on me as a Republican DA to do just that.
No, you're exactly right. The opening line of my Supreme Court argument, we should try to find it. I'm sure we have it. It's basically that 2,300 elected district attorneys weaponized by this system of political discourse. That's the problem with all of this. That's the problem with political prosecutions. That's the problem with having no checks and balances in place here. And that is the problem we said could happen. And now, lo and behold, it has.
You know, we've got a matching challenge right now, Dad. It's a really important time for us here at the ACLJ. And all of these issues we're experts on, we're able to provide that expert analysis. We did it yesterday just as the news was breaking. Tulsi Gabbard was with us on set live. That was pre-planned that she would be here. The news broke the minute we were going on the air with her on Rumble and online. And we're able to analyze it for people. And that's just part of what we do, a small part of what we do at the ACLJ.
Why your support of the ACLJ is so critical. This is a particularly important time. I don't know what legal briefs we can file at this point in the process. Probably have to wait till it goes to the next level of court, the appellate courts in New York. They call the Supreme Court, but that's the trial court. The appellate courts are where this is probably going to go before any trials. And I would think we would raise the constitutional issues there. I'm sure his lawyers will as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And again, folks, to be part of our matching challenge, you go to aclj.org. This is the final day of the matching challenge, Logan.
Yep, this is the end. So give us, if you can, a donation of any kind. Like you said, this, the backbone of the organization is run on people that give somewhere between $10 and $50
yep.
a month. That's it. And you can do a one-time donation, and that match is doubled. All you got to do is go to ACLJ.org. You'll see it. It's really easy. Click the donate button. You can donate now. And again, there's another donor waiting on the other side that is already pledged to match any donation that comes in the month of March. And today's it, March 31st. And we appreciate you going to the website. Like I said, make sure you're following all of our social media pages and all that's great. But on the website, some really incredible content, whether it's video content, blogs, news stories from some of the top leaders in our world and our great staff here at the ACLJ. So I encourage you to go to aclj.org. Phone lines, there's one open. Most of them are jammed. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to get on the air, you can do it right now. 1-800-684-3110. And again, support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. We'll be right back with more on Seculum.
Welcome back to Seculum. We are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We'll get right to him in a second. I wanted to get to this. I even tweeted out myself the response. Nancy Pelosi, former Speaker of the House. Of course, she's gloating over this. She tweeted out, the grand jury has acted upon the facts of the law. But then she wrote this line, or her staff.
Yeah.
And you would think you would delete this immediately and write a new tweet. Because it just shows a fundamental misunderstanding of the basic American criminal justice system. She wrote, no one is above the law and everyone has the right to a trial to prove innocence. No, you are presumed innocent and the burden is on the government to prove that you are guilty. But we assume you're innocent. It's the exact reverse. I want to go to Andy Economo. Andy is former prosecutor. This is just so absurd from our top political leaders who have that much of a misunderstanding of our legal system.
Jordan, when I read that, that was read to me by our producer, Will Haynes, my mouth dropped my feet because I could not believe that I should have believed it if it was Nancy Pelosi, but to make a statement that the defendant has a right to a trial so that he can prove his innocence is beyond belief that she would make a remark like that. I've prosecuted as an assistant U.S. attorney, as a state DA, hundreds of criminal cases, jury trials. When I went into court, I had the burden of proof. The defendant didn't have to open his or her mouth. And by burden of proof, I meant I had to prove it, that the defendant was guilty to 12 jurors, not by strict evidence, not by pure evidence, not by a preponderance of the evidence, not by substantial evidence, but beyond a reasonable doubt, the hardest, highest standard that the law can impose on anybody in a court. Prove the defendant is guilty. The defendant didn't have to say a word. And the former Speaker of the House of Representatives to make an inane, stupid, arrogantly uninformed comment like she made is beyond the pale. I can't believe it. I'm still aghast.
I want to go back to the phones. Jacob in Ohio on line 3. If you want to talk to us, folks, the number is 1-800-684-3110. Listen, you got to have a lot of questions about this. The first time in history, a president or former president has never been indicted. So this has never happened before. We are entering new territory, and it is dangerous territory in the United States. And I'm not talking about dangerous because of protest. You know what? They should learn from all the past protests, put a lot of security in place, make sure things don't get out of control. Okay, that said and done. I'm talking about dangerous for our nation. Dangerous if you're a Democrat too. Because you want to push us this far as Republicans, then we're going to have our DAs go, you know what? Let's just start, you know, none of those guys, they're pretty bad business deals in China. He had classified documents, Joe Biden. Why are we not prosecuting him? And why do we have to wait until he's out of office? Let's just have the local DAs start filing now.
Yeah, I think that is the question that a lot of people are going to have.
Wrong generally.
Yeah.
But you set this precedent, I'm going to use it against you.
It's just like impeachment, just like these things.
I'm going to take advantage of it.
They become political tools and they mean nothing. When they start to mean nothing, then all of a sudden, like you said, we're in a banana republic, all things seems to fall apart. And you have Nancy Pelosi making these kind of statements on Twitter, so much so that Twitter has to say, by the way, our readers added context that they thought you may want to know. And they put, Ms. Pelosi mistakenly says that Trump can prove his innocence at trial. Law in the U.S. assumes the innocence of a defendant, and the prosecution must provide guilt for a conviction, and then cites Cornell law. So, you know, at least Twitter came in and said, you know what, we need to make sure people know about this. But yes, you want to go to the call?
Yeah, Jacob in Ohio. Hey, Jacob.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, and thanks for what you do. My question is about Alvin Bragg. Why has he been downgrading 52% of felonies into misdemeanors? Is it because you can't vote if you have a felony? Are they using it as an incentive to vote Democrat?
Well, I mean, I think part of it, Andy, I think is politics in the sense of actual votes. But this other part of it has been they want to redefine the justice system, the legal justice system. So they've downgraded what are actual crimes, including violent crimes, to misdemeanors, but they're upgrading misdemeanor campaign filing federal crimes into somehow local and state charges.
Well, what Alvin Bragg is simply doing is he's pandering to the electorate and destroying New York City and New York County because he is taking offenses that are felonious in nature and defined by felony and fractionating them and making them into misdemeanors. Why? Because he's too busy prosecuting President Trump for allegedly making false entries in business records of the Trump Organization and trying to elevate that into a federal crime by tying it into some federal election violation, which the federal authorities said is not a federal election violation and decided that they didn't want to prosecute it. So Bragg is, he's too busy messing with President Trump's because to keep his political promise that he was going to indict Trump and prosecute and pursue Trump instead of the violence and the criminals and what has become a squalid city of New York again.
This is a flashback that our dad argued in behalf of the U.S. Supreme Court representing President Trump against the DA in New York at the time, Cy Vance, making the exact argument about why you don't prosecute presidents. Take a listen. This is from a U.S. Supreme Court argument just a few years ago, and now we're living it in reality. Bite 19.
The Second Circuit is wrong. It should be reversed. If not reversed, the decision weaponizes 2,300 local DAs. An overwhelming number of them are elected to office and are thereby accountable to their local constituencies. The decision would allow any DA to harass, distract, and interfere with the sitting president, subjects the president to local prejudice that can influence prosecutorial decisions, and to state grand juries who can then be utilized to issue compulsory criminal process in the form of subpoenas targeting the president. This is not mere speculation. It is precisely what has taken place in this case.
Now, Andy, we now have seen it go a step further into an actual indictment.
That's right, Jordan. What was theoretical in nature that they might do it or could do it, and what Jay was just saying about the possibility of it, has become a reality. Among the 2,300 prosecutors in the country, Alvin Bragg, the New York County District Attorney, has decided to actualize the weaponization. He has taken the District Attorney's office, which should be prosecuting violent crimes in New York City, and turned it into a political tool against a former president and the leading presidential contender for the nomination of the Republican Party. And it's an attempt to destroy Trump. That's all it is. It's an attempt to destroy Trump. And my estimation is it's going to backfire because even those people who do not like President Trump are going to say, wait a minute, this could be me. I make an entry in a business record and somehow you've contorted that into a misdemeanor. No, a felony, in fact. And you're going to prosecute me and try to put me in jail for doing something as innocent as making a false entry in a business record and weaponize the New York DA's office. Shame on you, Alvin Bragg.
Folks, we got a lot of calls coming in. We got a second half hour of the broadcast coming up. If you're watching on Rumble, Facebook, and YouTube, I want you to share it with your friends and family. And if you're new to the broadcast, I want you to subscribe or follow us on Rumble, especially. That's our preferred place because you know what? We know they're not going to take anything down. Yep. They're not going to censor us there. But also, it's a key time, Logan, the final day of our matching challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the last day of the ACLJ's matching challenge. We couldn't do it without your support. You're going to hear it today. It's just going to happen. So give us any, all donations, whether it's $5, $10, $100, are matched right now, Jordan.
Yeah, that's right. You want to double the impact of your donation, you donate today at ACLJ.org. Rick Rendell, who is part of the ACLJ team, of course, very close to President Trump as well in his campaign, is going to be joining us in the second half hour of the broadcast as well. So you don't want to miss that. And we will continue to take your calls and questions. A lot of great questions have come in. We're going to take them. We're going to answer them.
Yeah.
1-800-684-1800. 3110. Donate to the ACLJ. Double the impact your donation today at ACLJ.org. You have midnight tonight to be part of that matching challenge.
Keeping you informed and engaged now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, welcome back to Seculo. As you know, President Trump has been indicted. That occurred last night. He will be arraigned, and we know this from the court, Tuesday at 2:15 p.m. Eastern time. We know that the security is starting to already build up in New York City around both the courthouse and Trump Tower. I think that's a side issue. There's going to be bad actors that show up there to try to cause violence, like Antifa. Don't let them try to label that as the as most people. President Trump will be arraigned. They are saying he won't be handcuffed. He will be photographed. He will be fingerprinted. We don't know how he will be entering the court, and probably through some kind of more secure entrance way. It won't last long, the arraignment. But as you said, Logan, we're going to get the photo. And I want the T-shirt.
Yeah, I think it's going to become a big show really quickly. And then, like you said, we're going to have merchandise. You're going to have all the things. Then President Trump, people have said this, and this is the conversation they had. They even had this. I was watching, who was it? One of our friends was on CNN. And following that was a show that had Jon Stewart on. They said, do you think they should indict the president? Because even if he did break the law, because that means he could win. And it was an interesting conversation. Yeah. And Jon Stewart was like, no, I don't care if he wins or loses. To me, he was more saying if he broke the law, everyone should have to face that. But that's beside the point. But it's interesting that that was the conversation on CNN is, should they indict him because this could empower him? And that is going to be the big discussion that's going to come out of the next few weeks. And honestly, if it was going to happen, it's happening at a very interesting time where you're seeing sort of a cooling of a lot of the other potential
people running. Let me tell you something about Donald Trump. Someone who spent a lot of time with him. Not as much time as dad, but a lot of time. You throw him into chaos, no one handles it better. No one directs it better. No one controls and utilizes chaos to his advantage better than President Trump. Okay, so you're going to take someone who's won a celebrity, a billionaire businessman, and a former president of the United States, and create the exact kind of chaos, confirming his storyline for now 7 years that he has been under a witch hunt.
Yeah.
And now this confirms it 100%. I mean, if you didn't believe it before under Mueller, impeachment one, impeachment two, January 6th committee, a special counsel going on right now, a DA in New York, the DA in Atlanta, all of these, the AG of New York.
You know what's interesting is history kind of taught us when we were in school, they'd always talked about Nixon and the Nixon situation in Watergate. And there was always this conversation that was, and then they pardoned him because it was better for the country. Like, we were taught that.
And they didn't go after Gerald Ford.
Right. We were taught that that was the right decision. He resigned. He stepped down, you know, and that was enough. And they said, we pardoned him. And really, I mean, maybe in the moment, because we didn't live through it, that wasn't what was going on culturally. But history has told that story. History has told us.
Well, history America, showed us this has never happened before.
Right, that's what I'm saying. History told us Nixon's crimes were not worth the putting the country through chaos.
Right. And yet this is, did you file the right way? Let me remind you that Hillary Clinton's campaign did not file the right way on the Steele dossier. They claimed it as a legal expense instead of a campaign expense, a political expense. That was it, right? So did she get indicted? No. What happened to her campaign? They got fined by the FEC. In this situation, the federal government and Department of Justice, Logan, decided that this wasn't even worth doing that. It wasn't even worth pursuing a fine.
Yeah. It's absurd. I think
so. The hypocrisy of our legal system.
You know it's coming from New York. You just know it's coming from people who are bitter and upset about this situation. And we'll see what happens over the next couple weeks.
You know what? I hope this backfires on them. I don't like it. I'm not endorsing candidates here, but I believe they have created what is their worst nightmare. They have really overplayed their hand here.
I agree.
And they're going to end up with President Trump 47.
I mean, I think if there was ever a time, this certainly feels
that
direction.
His poll numbers have been going up like crazy. You look at what Ron DeSantis said. He wasn't making fun of him anymore.
No.
Notice that. He was standing firm with Donald Trump.
Yeah, he said, I won't be a part of this.
You're right.
Or the extradition.
I would actually stop it.
Yeah.
If I needed to, if that's what President Trump wanted. So Big change in him, too, when you start dropping 20 points in the polls in 2 weeks after you tried to take a shot at President Trump, and he hit back. So now he's got you send him into chaos. 1-800-684-31 till we come back. Rick Grinnell and your phone calls. Welcome back to Secular. We're going to take with a lot of people on the phone. Rick Grinnell's joining us, too. He's both, a senior advisor to the ACLJ, very involved with the Trump campaign as well, and former acting director of national intelligence. But I want to take a call right off the bat because we have so many people that have been holding on, and we're going to get to your calls throughout the rest of this broadcast.
Yeah, let's go to Nick in D.C. on line three. Nick, you're on the air.
Hi, how you guys doing?
All right, Nick,
thanks
go
for
ahead.
Taking my call. My question is, if they somehow convict Trump of a felony charge, would he not be able to run for presidency?
Effect on that. If you read the Constitution, the requirements, could it impede his campaign? What obviously they think if they pile on and possibly get some indictments, that would impede his campaign, but it does not prevent him from running for president. Let me go right to Rick Grinnell. Rick, you have said, and I agree with you 100%, this is so dangerous for our country. Putting the politics, you can't put the politics aside, but just putting aside even what this would mean for President Trump, and I think it's going to just launch his campaign to another level. But unfortunately, we shouldn't even be there. This should not be happening in the United States of America. We shouldn't be talking about that. This has never happened before in history for a reason.
Yeah, look, let's put this in perspective. We have countries around the world who, when they're in power, when a political party is in power, they go and arrest the opposition leader and try to put them in jail, try to do legal action against them to be able to win the next election. It's a power move that we've seen in third world countries over and over and over. I've been at the State Department, Jordan, where we actually condemn this action in other countries. We have done a very good job historically in the United States of calling out third world dictators when they go after their political opponents when they're in power by arresting the opposition leader. It has now happened in our country. The ruling party, the Democrats, Joe Biden's party, has arrested the leading, or will arrest, has indicted the leading opposition politician. They are trying to stop this person, Donald Trump, from mounting a campaign against them. This is a power move that goes on over and over and over around the world constantly. And Joe Biden has just taken the Democrats down to the level of a third world dictatorship. This spells disaster for the United States. And I want to be very clear. This is a Pandora's box. I fear what will happen going forward to have retribution or to show people what they can do when they're in power. This is a power move from the ruling party. And I'll finish with this. Shame on the media who for years cheerleaded this situation. They should have been calling it out. The reason why Joe Biden and his party got more aggressive to do this at this point is because they weren't stopped when they did things like sanctuary cities, where they said, we're going to have a safe haven of a city for anyone who's going to break federal law. You won't be prosecuted. Come to this city. It's a safe haven. That was an attack on the rule of law. We should have seen it coming.
I want to go back to the phones and while we've got Rick joining us. Art in California on line one. Hey, Art.
Hey, thank you, Jay, Jordan, everyone, for what you guys do. Jordan, I think you mentioned it early on in the program. And that is doesn't this now set, and Rick mentioned it, the precedent. So going forward, this is something that totalitarian Marxist regimes, what they do. They don't like you. Now they will use this, which has now been done to Donald Trump, to basically remove. And it's like, where is the end of it? There is no end. It's something that you see, like you said, in third world countries, totalitarian countries. And the rule of law is no longer applied, because instead of being applied and adhere to in the Constitution, they are reading what they want into the law, like what you mentioned about Nancy Pelosi, to mean something else. And so this is something that, don't you think that it now sets the precedent, like you said, going forward, you did this, now we're going to do this to you. And where does that end?
Well, I think, Rick, this is exactly the issue. I mean, I don't want to, I never wanted to say it, but, you know, if this becomes the norm, Republican DAs are going to do the same thing. And you know what? It's not good for our country. Maybe we can get to a moment where we say, this was so wrong, we're not going to let this turn into that. But if it devolves into that, that's what we're going to see. Is it run for office, expect to be indicted.
Yeah, look, I like the question that the caller just made, which was, where does this end? Where do we go? And for everyone listening to us, I think you can't feel powerless. This is happening to our country, and we no longer live in a country where you get to just listen to the ACLJ and all of the experts and then turn off your radio and hope somebody else does something. If you're listening, you have to do something. You have to get more involved. And one of the things that we must do now is we must defeat this Democratic Party. We must defeat what they are trying to do. This is a moment where Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley and Vivek Ramaswamy, all of them, must endorse Donald Trump. We must realize what is happening right now, and it will happen forever unless we defeat these people. We must get very active. We must make sure that every single person that is listening to this broadcast gets involved. Are you registered? Is your family registered? Can you give $25 to organizations that are fighting back? Can you get more vocal? You must do something to save your country. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm trying not to be very dramatic about the situation, but this is a red alert for Americans who want to save their country.
Well, you know, I think, Rick, this is, I wanted to get into this, and it is a little bit more crass to say, but we have to talk about it, and you just did. The politics of this, I do think that they have made a huge miscalculation here. If you're going to, as you know, President Trump well, and anybody who's spent time with President Trump, as I have, you've spent a lot of time, many of us have, you throw him into this kind of situation. He's one of the few who actually can thrive. It's not right. He shouldn't be under this position, but he can thrive in this kind of chaotic situation.
Yeah, and it's because he is a fighter. His whole life, he's always had to fight. Even within the billionaire class, they've never really accepted him. They've always been against him. You know, I saw Dana White from the UFC speak about how nobody within the UFC world in the beginning would give them a chance. Everybody said, you know, this is a terrible sport. We're going to get rid of you. We're going to crush you. And yet Donald Trump said, come to my hotels, and always stood by him. And so that loyalty of people that Trump has helped is now coming out. There are so many people that I know that are saying, you know, I don't love the mean tweets. I was thinking of supporting somebody else, but no more. I see what's happening. We have to get behind Donald Trump, because this is what the Democrats will do, Jordan. You hit it on the head. They will do this for every single Republican going forward to keep power. Look what they did to us during COVID. They shut down our economy because they wanted power. These people are power hungry, unchecked by the media. The people of America must rise up, vote against them. We must raise money. If you can, if you are listening to us and you can write a check for $25 to your favorite politician, to someone who's fighting back, to an organization like ACLJ, you must get off the sidelines and get involved right now.
Always, we appreciate your insight here. And I mean, no one's got more insight into one, the Trump world right now, the campaign world of Donald Trump, but also how this impacts our country and how it impacts us around the world. Rick, as always, we appreciate it. And I think, Rick, he hit it right on the edge. You got to join the fight now, because Donald Trump can weather this. Most senators and congressmen who you might really like, some of the ones you might really like, they're going to be the ones that go after next. It's going to be the ones you like. It's not going to be the ones you never heard of. It's going to be the ones you're biggest fans of. And they've already tried. They've tried it with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They tried to get her off the ballot. But they're going to go next level. And guess what? A lot tougher for them to fight back than it is President Trump. He can take a lot of this heat.
Well, he comes
most people couldn't.
He comes from a different world, as you said. I think a lot of politicians, they don't really even understand the world they get into until they step into it, especially if you run for president. I think you have governors and mayors and even senators and congresspeople that get in not fully expecting what it really means to run for president. And when that happens, the chaos that ensues and what happens to your life and your personal life. He's been through it. He went through it before. He went through it in his private life and when he was doing The Apprentice and all those different things. So, building skyscrapers. We'll see how everything shakes out. It will be a very interesting week next week. Whether you support President Trump, whether you support another candidate, whether you are vehemently against him, it's going to be an interesting news
week.
And
you've got to understand that wherever you are, this is so dangerous for our country. And I don't say that just because I'm a conservative and this happened to President Trump. It is so dangerous for our country to go down this path of prosecuting current presidents, candidates for president, who are the former president of the United States. It is why it has never happened before in history in the United States of America. It made us different from the rest of the world. We had impeachment. That was the option you had. And again, this is so dangerous. Support the work of the ACLJ. Donate today. ACLJ.org. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to Secular. Let's get right to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. I am going to go in order of those you've been holding on because we can answer most of these questions for you, I think, right off the bat. So let's go to Mary Ellen in Illinois online for Hey, Mary Ellen.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Quick question. How soon can President Trump's case be moved up to an appeals or the U.S. Supreme Court on appeal?
First is going to be motions to dismiss. And that's actually very important in this case. So before you have to appeal, and we talked about how we could even be filing amicus briefs to ACLJ at the appellate level. But at the first level, you could file motions to dismiss, and then you could even appeal those. So what I think will be most interesting is not necessarily the change of venue, but that will be filed likely because of the difficulty in finding a jury here. But the motion to dismiss, because this is not a real... If we read the indictment Tuesday, it is the charge that has been discussed. It is not a real crime. It is novel. And I say novel because it is made up. They say bootstrap because they're saying they are making this up as they go along. They're making a new state crime and they're making a new felony. So you can then take that to a judge and say, you have to dismiss this because this is not a legitimate charge. So that even happens, Mary Ellen, before you have to go to the appellate process. All of those issues can then be appealed. This does not happen quick. This can take a long time before you ever get to a trial if you decide legally you want to fight it that way.
Absolutely. We got so many calls. Let's go try to get through as many as we can. A lot of you have been holding for a while. James in Texas, you've been holding for 35 minutes. We appreciate it. You're on the line.
Thank you for taking my call. I've got a couple of comments, then a question for you. The first comment is I wonder how long it took Nancy and Chuck to come up with that because it sounded just ridiculous. I hope they at least use spell check. I wonder if the media, since you said this is going to be like a big media frenzy up there, I wonder if New York's going to pay off a bunch of people and say that Donald Trump caused a ruckus up there like they did in Washington, D.C.
They don't have to. They have Antifa. They know it.
They show up.
And they show up. And guess who's left in New York City right now? People like Antifa. There's plenty of protesters. They don't even have to travel. They're there already. So they'll get there. They'll try to scuffle with any of the Trumps. They'll try to bait. And this is very important if you're listening and you are a protester, which, by the way, you have a right to do under the Constitution. We defend those rights all the time. Don't get baited by these bad actors who are definitely going to be, not just in New York, but all around the country next week and this weekend leading up to it. Try to bait Trump or conservative activists into violence. That's what they want to do.
Yep. Absolutely.
So they're going to try to bait you.
Yeah, they want
they're
going to
show
be,
up dressed like Trump supporters.
Well, they're going to want it to be. Look, I will say this: the news wants
show
that too.
With a bag of hats on.
The news wants it too. The news wants chaos. They want January 6th part two. They want something crazy because why? It drives the ratings. It drives the numbers. We have to always remember that even if it's reality based, a lot of times it is because the media is able to get a certain angle and drive stuff up. And that's what's going to happen next week. Just watch it. I'm sure it will get chaotic. Some people who are probably going for the right reasons, a lot of people probably going for the wrong reasons. certainly don't encourage anyone to do that. Let's go to Carolyn in Ohio on line 5. Carolyn, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just want to say this witch hunt cements my vote for Trump in the primary. I'm sure I'm not alone. But here's my question. I just wonder, how is it possible that George Soros can flood political campaigns with financial influence, essentially bribery, and hasn't reached his limits or faced any consequences? Can anyone speak to that?
I mean, you can donate to campaigns. It's not illegal. He's very wealthy, and he can donate. As long as you don't go over the limits, you can donate as much as you want. I mean, that's that. I mean, I don't think he's violated the law. He's just decided what he does. And by the way, learn from it. Okay, we could do it too. We might not be able to. We might not have the billionaires at that level willing to do it, but we could all band together. And he decided, you know what? What's no one paying attention to? DA races. I'm gonna go get involved in those. So I'm gonna go put in pretty radical DAs. I mean, some of them have been recalled in states that have recalls, like California. We saw that. Mm-hmm. So he decided to puts his money where his mouth is. I think you could criticize it, but it's not illegal. And again, you want to have that right to do that too. We could do the same thing. If we banded together and said, let's donate to these DA races, I think you will start seeing that too. So it's not just about presidential or Senate and the House. It's kind of like how we talked about school boards. These are that level of race. If you really get involved at a grassroots level, your candidate will win. Now, where it gets difficult, Logan, is in major cities where we're talking about most of these DAs, you're not going to get a hard right Republican in. They're not going to win.
Yeah.
So what you have to do is find someone who is at least just going to be a fair arbiter of criminal law and stay out of politics.
Yep, let's keep going because we have 3 minutes left and 3 calls. I don't know if we get to all of them. We'll try. Jim in Montana, go ahead quickly.
Yes, thank you for your call. I would just like to make a comment and then also a request. I wanted to say that backing up about 10 minutes ago, you had a discussion about President Nixon, and you made a comment about Hillary and the double standard that is just obvious to anybody with a functional brain out there. I look at this, number one, as an opportunity to really show the level of hypocrisy that exists in the DOJ and in the existent leadership in the White House. But I wanted to make a request as well. You know, I would hope that we would use this as an opportunity to reach at least those, as you just commented on, reach those Democrats that can see the hypocrisy that exists, and they've got enough moxie left to say that this is wrong. They care more about their country than their politics.
We've talked about with Tulsi Gabbard yesterday, how to get into those conversations, but we are in a very divided country. We know that. We're leading into a time when it's going to be even more divisive. Honestly, I think we just have to get the message out. And when we talk about it, we always have to just include it and say, we don't want the precedent to be set that Republican DAs are going to go after every single Democrat politician. But if you are going to do that to our politicians, we will. Yeah. That's where it will go.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Donna, we apologize. We ran out of time today to get you on. Call back on Monday. We'll do our best to get you up early. Thank you all for listening. This is the very end of our ACLJ matching challenge for the month of March. We couldn't do any of this work without your support. So we're going to take the next minute to just first say thank you. A lot of you have supported the organization this month. We know you've been through a lot this month, whether that is you've seen banks collapse. You've seen so many things that have made you feel uncertain about this country. But we know that a lot of you have banded together and stood up and supported our work. So we want to say thank you. Also, again, it's the last day. If you haven't done it or you'd like to do it again, all donations are matched. So right now is a great time to do it, because if you can give $10, it becomes 20, 20, 40, you know, 40, 60, 40, 80. Actually, sorry about that. I was counting by 20s. You can do that right now. And do that at aclj.org right now. You'll see on the website, Jordan, it just says matching challenge, donate. Any donation that comes through is doubled. And right now it's at aclj.org.
Yeah, that's right. Support our work. As you said, I mean, we're going to look at how ACLJ can be involved because it involves so many constitutional issues that we've been fighting. In fact, on behalf of President Trump, when we argued at the U.S. Supreme Court representing President Trump on this very issue. So donate. Support the work of the ACLJ. Double the impact of your donation at aclj.org. Remember, you can, if you're watching this broadcast, you can share it with your friends and family so that they can get educated like we were able to do today and answer so many of those questions for you with so much of that insight. So make sure if you're on Rumble, follow us right now. Click follow and share this with your friends and family. We'll talk to you on Monday.